And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 21st of July, 2009. It was on this day in 1855 Ralph Waldo Emerson got his copy of Whitman's Leaves of Grass and sent the poet a letter to greet him at the beginning of a great career. He said, "I find incomparable things said incomparably well, as they must be." It's the birthday of Ernest Hemingway, born Oak Park, Illinois, 1899, author of The Sun Also Rises, A Farewell to Arms, The Old Man and the Sea. Both John McCain and Barack Obama this last year cited Hemingway's For Whom the Bell Tolls as one of their favorite books. About an American, Robert Jordan, volunteers to go fight in the Spanish Civil War against Franco's fascists. He's wounded in battle. He thinks about shooting himself with his submachine gun to put himself out of this intense pain, but when the enemy comes into sight, he does his duty. He delays the approaching fascist soldiers so that his own comrades can escape to safety, and then he dies. John McCain wrote a book in 2002 called Worth Fighting For, a phrase taken from Robert Jordan's dying monologue. And during the campaign, Barack Obama told Rolling Stone that For Whom the Bell Tolls was one of the three books that most inspired him. Ernest Hemingway committed suicide in 1961, shot himself in the head with a double-barreled 12-gauge while he was wearing a robe and pajamas in the foyer of his Idaho house. Hemingway had a turbulent life, told people that he despised his mother. He'd been married four times, involved with many other women, often unkind to other writers whom he knew, Fitzgerald and Gertrude Stein in particular, in his memoir, A Movable Feast, which was published posthumously by his widow, Mary Hemingway, in 1964, who edited the manuscript extensively and included things that Hemingway had explicitly said he did not want published. This month, Scribner is releasing what they call a restored edition of the memoir, Movable Feast, edited by Sean Hemingway, Hemingway's grandson, by his second wife, Pauline, a woman who was much maligned in the edition that came out in 1964. And in this new version, parts of the original manuscript are included, which show Hemingway's remorse and some of the happiness he felt in his marriage to Pauline. Along with a new edition of A Movable Feast, Scribner is releasing new editions of all of Hemingway's novels with new covers. Hemingway, who said in A Movable Feast, "I would stand and look out over the roofs of Paris and think, do not worry, you have always written before and you will write now. All you have to do is write one true sentence, write the truest sentence that you know." There was a legend that Ernest Hemingway was once challenged to create a six-word story, and he came up with the line, "For sale, baby shoes never worn." Inspired by that, an online magazine invited readers to submit their own six-word memoirs, a collection of which was published by HarperCollins last year. The six-word memoirs include All I Ever Wanted Was More, Moments of Transcendence, Intervals of Yearning, and They Called, I Answered, Wrong Number. Here's a poem that I think Hemingway would have enjoyed, a poem by Martin Espada, Advice to Young Poets. Never pretend to be a unicorn by sticking a plunger on your head. By Martin Espada, Advice to Young Poets. So short, here it is again. Never pretend to be a unicorn by sticking a plunger on your head. From The Republic of Poetry by Martin Espada, published by W.W. Norton & Company and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of Poetry Everywhere, a new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.